Sarah Savage.
Looking at leadership.
Serem lereza capitalian.
And what I want to speak about this morning is how leadership is an act of service.
Arte sabato utere batsikam timarantitele we fitariana te karaza na asa zayatau.
And I want God to change our thinking.
Te tiko jamanta nuva fumba fietere tatsik.
In case any of us have seen leadership as some exalted position.
Sod mank misin sasana mtsika mertenta we ni fitariana te karaza na fanandratana ulna ipetaka ambony.
I want you to think afresh about leadership. Let's pray. Father, as we look at your word this morning, you are looking at our hearts. May your word shine light into us. And chase out all the darkness. Change us so we can become more like you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Have you ever been to an office, a government office or a shop? And there's someone sitting behind a counter at a desk or just somewhere waiting. You need something from them. Maybe they have to offer you something you want to buy. Or maybe you need them to approve a piece of paper. And you go up to the counter. And you notice that they're busy talking to someone else there in the office. And they look up at you. Or sometimes they don't even look up at you. They don't even acknowledge your presence. And they carry on talking to the other person. And then they turn and they keep their eyes down away from you. And they turn to the pile of papers on their desk. And they pull some out and move them around. And time is passing and you're waiting. And you think of an expression like Mianji Fagasi. Which is an abusive term. Because you shouldn't have to wait, and you know you shouldn't have to wait. You know that that person there won't serve you. But they will eventually serve you. So why is there a delay? It is a power play. They are trying to demonstrate that they are in control. They are showing you that they have power over you. They think they are in a position above you in some way. My worst experience of that is the South African embassy. It is a rubbish embassy. I say that unashamedly, they can hear me say it. They have no concept of customer service. They do not treat people with dignity and respect. And it's disgusting. I have no pleasure in going to my own embassy in this city. And it's the mentality behind that that I have a problem with. It's not personal. I'm not singling anyone out. I'm not against the person. I'm not even against the South African embassy. I'm against the thinking that does not understand leadership is service. There is another example. Because this happens so much in society. A doctor came from South Africa to do some pretty serious operations in the hospital. And to get the operations done, they need to go and fetch some supplies from the storeroom. Maybe some syringes. Maybe some gauze swabs. Stuff you need to do surgery. So they go to the lady who controls the stock. And they put in their request for 10 syringes and 20 gauze pieces. The lady takes her time. And then she goes and she takes half of what they asked for. And gives them 5 syringes and 10 gauze swabs. There next to her on the shelf is a pile of 100. But she won't give them what they ask for. Because she is proving to them who is in charge. That's disgusting. That lady should lose her job. Because her real job is to serve. She has to simply take note of how many things get dispensed. But instead she wants to demonstrate that she is the big chief in that little kingdom. People that have to show you that they're a big chief are not chief at all. They are silly. They look stupid to me. And now it's easy to recognize that mentality out there in other people. But sadly, it can creep into our own hearts. When we start to think, I'm too important to do that little task. As a pastor, I'm leading in some sphere. But if I think to myself, I shouldn't carry this, or someone else should clean that, I'm starting to think more selfish, more elitism. Becoming less like Jesus, not more like Jesus. So I want to look at two stories in the Bible. Make some comments on servant leadership. And then I want you to leave here thinking differently about how you will serve others. Never looking for position. Never looking for glory. Never feeling entitled to some level of honor. Because there is a kingdom principle that he who would be greatest must be least. And if we can learn that, we will love people better. You'll be a better husband because you will serve your wife even when you're in authority as the head of the home. You'll be a better wife because you'll serve your husband, not because he's the boss of you, but because Christ is your king and your service is to his glory. A kingdom leader is a servant. So let's look at Matthew chapter 23. And we'll read from verse 1 to 12.
Ary tamin'izany Jesosy dia niteny tamin'ny vahoaka sy tamin'ny mpianany ka nanao hoe eo amin'ny fipetrahan'ny Mosesy no hipetrahan'ny mpanoradalàna sy fariseo koa amin'izany izay rehetra lazainy dia ataovy ka tandremo fa aza mba manao araka ny asany satria miteny ihany izy nefa tsy manao eny mame entana sady mavesatra no sarotra entiny izy ka manaingina izany eo amin'ny soriky ny olona nefa ny tenany tsy mety manetsika izany na dia amin'ny ratsan-tanany anankiray aza ary ny asany rehetra dia ataony mba ho hitan'ny olona fa ataony lehibe ny filaketerany ary ataony vaventy ny somotra viaviny ary tia ny fitoerana loha eo amin'ny fanasana izy sy ny fipetrahana loha eo amin'ny sinagoga sy ny ho arabain'ny olona eny an-tsena ary ny ataon'ny olona hoe raby eo fa ianareo kosa aza mba mety atao hoe raby eo fa iray ihany ny mpampianatra anareo ary ianareo rehetra dia mpirahalahy avokoa ary aza milaza olona ety an-tany ho rainareo fa iray ihany ny rainareo dia izay any an-danitra ary aza mba mety atao hoe mpitarika anareo fa iray ihany no mpitarika anareo dia Kristy fa izay rehetra aminareo no fa izay lehibe aminareo no mpanompo anareo fa izay manandra tena no ahetry ary izay manetry tena no asandratra.
There's a lot of human nature on display in this story.
Misy natioran'olombelona be da be naseho ao anatin'ilay tantara.
People love to tell others how it is.
Ny olona tia miteny aminao fa ohatrany ahoana ilay izy.
But not to do it themselves.
Nefa izy tsy manao an'ilay izy.
People like to be very, like, as if I know what's going on and I can tell you how it should be done.
Nisy ny olona tia miteny ohatr'izao ny fandehana dia azoko tenenanao mihitsy hoe izao no tokony atao manoloana an'io.
They don't carry the load themselves.
Fa izy tena no tsy mitondra an'ilay vesatra.
They're not willing to do it themselves.
Tsy izy manokana tsy te hanao an'ilay izy.
In the church, sometimes that thinking is like this.
Indraindray ao amin'ny fiangonana izany fomba fieritreretana izany dia ohatr'izao.
Some will come and they'll say, you should be doing this and you should be doing that.
Misy olona miteny dia tonga izy dia miteny hoe tokony hanao an'izao ianao, tokony hanao an'izao ianao.
But they don't want to do it themselves.
Fa izy tenany nefa tsy te hanao an'ilay izy.
They want the church to be doing it so they can sit back.
Tia ny fiangonana no hanao an'ilay izy amin'izay izy mipetraka fotsiny.
So we have an expression.
Dia manana fomba fiteny.
The man with the vision gets the job.
Le olona izay manana an'ilay vina no manao an'ilay asa.
So if you want something to be different,
ka raha ohatra ianao izany misy zavatra tianao hoe ho hafa amin'ny fomba fijerena lesy na fanao an'ilay izy,
then you must be willing to pay the price. See, true leadership is willing to pay the price. But the Pharisees were just telling people what they must do. But they weren't paying a price themselves. And so Jesus said, they actually put you under a burden. But they won't lift a finger to help you. If you see people like that, that their position of authority clearly in their mind it exists to serve them. That's the wrong thinking we need to challenge. And so we see the kind of people that they do stuff for men to see. Why? Because they want honor, they want to be elevated in people's eyes. When we are overly concerned with what people think of us, when you need people to respect you, you become more grumpy, less humble, come on, show respect. No, respect is earned. But some people think they're entitled to it without earning it.
So
they get a badge, they get a uniform, and they think that makes them more important inherently, somehow, like by miracle. Now, I think you should respect authority. If a policeman is in uniform, I give him respect. But he also should respect his uniform. In other words, a man wearing a uniform should realize himself that he is more under authority. So a policeman that wears a uniform should be under the authority of that uniform. That means he can check my car's papers if he's a traffic policeman. But he's not allowed to check my visa. Because he is not an immigration official. But he thinks because he's got a uniform, he can check everything. Give me this, give me that. Give me money. That's abuse of authority. The uniform should put him under authority before it puts him in authority. But human nature says, give me respect, give me honor. I'm above you. You must bow. Jesus says it's not like that. He says people love the place of honor. They love to be greeted with titles. Rabbi. Pastor. Don't call me pastor. I don't want you to relate to me based on some position.
anako amin'ny alalan'ny hoe toerana misy anahy.
I want you to relate to me as a person.
Sa tiko nareo ifandray amiko amin'ny maha-olona anahy.
I'm not superior, I'm a sinner like you.
Sa tsy ambony aho, za mpanota ohatra anareo ihany.
Call me Kim.
Antsoy aho hoe Kim.
Or if you want to, you can call me Uncle Kim if you're a child.
Raha kelikely anao aho, afaka miantsanao hoe dadato Kim.
But don't put somebody on a pedestal with a title.
Fa aza mametraka olona mihitsy amin'ny andro resaka tanantohatra dia asianao titre izy.
You see, the people are as guilty as the person.
Hitanareo ilay olona koa ny tena ohatrany hoe diso ohatran'ilay olona ato ananaty koa e.
Israel said, give us a king, give us a king.
Ozy izy ny Israely hoe omeo mpanjaka izay, omeo mpanjaka izay.
People love to exalt one person.
Ny olona tia manandranandratra olona anankiray.
Because there's this weird thing of we are better because we've got a very important looking man.
Satria misy ilay zavatra hafa izay tsara kokoa.
There's some people who came to this church and they wanted me to wear a jacket and a tie because when they go back home they can say, look how smart their pastor is, look how important he looks. If they bring their grandmother to church, she will be impressed. I don't want people to be impressed with me. I want them to see Jesus.
Yes.
And the more impressive I look, the more distracting I'll be. Rabbi, Father,
right.
Teacher, and Jesus says, don't give these titles. The problem is with titles comes the sense of entitlement. I'm entitled not to work now. All my servants can do the work. I want to disappoint you quickly. If you serve in the church, thinking that eventually after serving for a few years you'll be promoted into a higher position where you don't have to serve anymore, it doesn't work like that in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, we are servants. And then we serve hard all our lives. And then we die. And Jesus gets the glory. That's true kingdom leadership. Jesus said, I didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. I want to live on planet Earth like that. I didn't come to be served. I want to serve others with my life and lay it down for many others to benefit. That's Jesus. That was his method. So he has a great story in 2 Samuel 23. In 2 Samuel 23, verse 13 to 17. It's David and his mighty men again. David was an incredible leader. In 2 Samuel 23, we can read from verse 13 to
17. Ary nisy telo lahy samy malaza avy tamin'ny telopolo lahy nidin ka tonga tao amin'ny Davida tao amin'ny zoin'ny Adolam noho ny fararano ary ny miaramilan'ny Filistina nitobo teo amin'ny loasahan'ny Refaita ary Davida dia tao amin'ny bateria fiarovana tamin'izay ary ny miaramilan'ny Filistina kosa dia tao Betlehem. Ary Davida naniritra manao hoe entany ka izy ampisotro rano ahy avy amin'ny fatsakana ao Betlehem ilay ao akaikin'ny vavahady. Ary ireo telolahy mahery namaky teo amin'ny miaramilan'ny Filistina ka nanovo rano tamin'ny fatsakana tao Betlehem izay teo anilan'ny vavahady dia nentiny ho any amin'ny Davida kanjo tsy nentiny sotro izy fa nahidiny ho an'i Jehovah iny. Fa hoy Davida, sanatria Jehovah raha anao izany aho, tsy rano lehilahy izay nandeha nanao vivery ny ainy va ity ka dia tsy nentiny sotro izy izany zavatra izany no nataon'ireo telolahy mahery ireo.
You see who's getting the credit. I love the way this scripture is written. It ends with the line, such were the exploits of the three mighty men. The story is saying the mighty men were amazing, not David's amazing. What happens is David is he's far from Bethlehem. Bethlehem is his hometown. And he remembers the taste of the water there. He loved the taste of the water. It's like when you know where the best mofgasi is. The problem is it's almost on the road to Muramanga. And there's a blue shop across the road from the pharmacy. And you think, I wish I could have one of those. And David just expressed this wish, I wish I could get some water. Now, his three mighty men, who were subordinate to him, he didn't even give them a command. They took his wish as their command. And they went and they actually fought through the Philistines. Or sneaked very well. I don't know how. It says they broke through the Philistine lines, got water, came back again with that water. They risked their lives. They could have lost their blood, they could have been killed. They do it for David. And David says, what have you guys done? I shouldn't even have said what I said. I'm not so important that I deserve this. And he pours the water out before the Lord. It's not just that he says, I'm not worthy of this privilege. He takes their act and he gives it as an offering to God. He's saying, your service isn't for me, it's for God. What a great leader.
Wow.
doesn't take it as a privilege for himself. He puts himself down with his men and says, actually, it's all for God. He says he doesn't want his men to bleed for him. And if you look at David's life, for the most part, he was on the ground in the battle. He led by example. He didn't send someone in his place, he did the work himself. It's so amazing to me to see such a practical example. That David's life was a demonstration of that philosophy. I want us to learn from that today. Servant leadership is how you position yourself. If you position yourself up on a pedestal, that's not kingdom thinking. If you put yourself in the field, if you go and stand in the workplace, you don't take privilege. You don't demand honor. You lay down your life. That's kingdom leadership. That's how we should lead in our marriages. That's how we should lead when we work with people. We should lead with humility. We should lead by example. I'm going to finish there. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Let it work in our hearts and transform our minds. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Stay for some tea and coffee. And I'll hopefully see some of you at 3:30. Thank you.